This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, if Jonte Porter was the biggest story of the year for your squad, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't the best season. Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, a sports ethos presentation hosted by yours truly, Aaron Brewski, and FSWA Hall of Famer, Steve Dr. A. Alexander. Today, we are doing a season in review for the Toronto Raptors. And actually, I kind of undersold it. I actually think this team had a lot of unique and interesting stuff going on. We're going to get into it all. Before we take the plunge here, remember that if this is your first time listening to the show or you still haven't done it, please make sure that you subscribe to the show on whatever platform you're listening to and hit the thumbs up button and all that good stuff. Send us your feedback on the show, any topics you'd like to see covered. You could do that to send that over to Doc at Dr. A, D-O-C-K-T-O-R-A on Twitter, and myself at Aaron Brewski, or even at Ethos Fantasy NBA. Doc, it's a wonderful Friday. How are you doing, sir?
Never been better.
Yeah, you got a little pep in your step. That's good stuff. I think the Memorial Day weekend, that for me at least, had me down a little bit. And I'm feeling a lot better. A couple of days under my belt after sipping a few too many hazies and touring the countryside and all that. So you're doing pretty good over there. That's good to hear. Let me pay some bills here real quick. BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even get live odds while the games are being played. And then when the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get on the game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots. Head to the website today, get in the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
You're like, sounds like you're doing great over there, Doc. And I'm like, silence. And you're like, that was awkward. Maybe I'll just go into the promo read now.
Yeah, you pretty much nailed that. But you know, we're working hard over here. There's a lot of stuff going on. I'm a little fatigued, but actually feeling pretty good. I am not lying about that part. And you actually sound like you've got more energy than me, Doc.
Congrats. Dude, I'm fired up. I'm running laps around my desk while you talk.
I that's what I think these last few days that you've been running laps around me personally. So congrats to you. Though that's not saying much. And a big thank you. I want to thank Raptors HQ writer Chelsea Leet, I'm not probably getting the name right because that's what I do here, L-E-I-T-E, for her wonderful breakdown and of some of this stuff, because Toronto had two seasons, really. They had the season that didn't work, and then they had the trade, post-trade stuff, completely reworking their team. Her synopsis was great for me to kind of revisit everything that happened there. So I'm going to kind of go off of some of the stuff that she wrote. Check her article out on Raptors HQ. On December 30, they traded. What's that?
Also, the podcast guy. Isn't there a Raptors podcast guy for you, El Hoopo?
El Hoopo is hilarious, and they do a great job. And you should definitely check them out.
He had me on his show one time, and I had a great time.
Yeah, they really get after it over there, and our entire pod network is so great. I'm just so proud of everything that those guys are doing. In particular, those guys, they just have a fresh angle on everything, and it's really hard to stand out in today's landscape. They do that, so definitely check out our Toronto Raptors show. Me, I'm looking for just the straight, give me the straight dope on what happened, you know, because they just reworked their entire roster. So basically, December 30, they send OG Anunoby, Precious Achiuwa, Malachi Flynn over to New York for RJ Barrett and Emmanuel Quickley. They get a second round draft pick, so whatever. Then after that, they send Pascal Siakam to the Pacers. They pick up Bruce Brown, Kira Lewis Jr., Jordan Nwora, and three first round draft picks. So that's the big one. Then on the deadline, or on the trade deadline day, they get rid of Porter, Otto Porter Jr. They get rid of Kira Lewis, who they had just picked up, and one of the first round draft picks, and they get Kelly Olynyk and Oche Agbaji. Total fail. Oche.
I don't know. I think you were close. Ochai.
Close?
Agbaji.
This one was weird because the trade deadline date is always weird in general, but then they trade Dennis Schroeder and Thad Young to the Nets for Spencer Dinwiddie, who they then release in one of those like, huh, sort of deals. But really reworked their entire roster. And at the end of that, they end up with Emmanuel Quickley and RJ Barrett sort of running the squad, getting heavy minutes. You know, we have some Kelly Olynyk is let loose. It kind of became fun toward the end of the year and then started shutting some guys down. So that was a little painful at the very end. But, at least they did something, right? And so we're going to go through some of the players that were involved in all of that. And the guy we haven't even mentioned yet, who really was taking the league by storm, Scotty Barnes. And he finished overall with a 50 rank in 9-cat in just 60 games. So had he stayed healthy, he was probably staring at something of a top 25, top 20, maybe even a top 15 season, maybe beyond. I don't know. But for a while there, it really just looked like it was all Scotty Barnes all the time. Did you get any Scotty Barnes this past season? And how do you feel about him overall going forward?
I did not get any Scotty Barnes, but I do like Scotty Barnes. He may be on the list this year for me. He's going to be expensive though, man. I don't know if I can take him as high as he's going to be going. But 60 games played, that was not pleasant.
He went like 30-ish last year.
If he goes 30 again, I will happily dive into that. But I have a feeling he's going to be a second round player fantasy this year.
Yeah, I mean, and really it's actually keeping him in play, probably without doing all the exercise, of course, that he did get injured. And
yeah,
there wasn't this end of season coronation of Scotty Barnes that would have happened had he just simply stayed upright. And I mean, you're looking at 1.3 steals, 1.5 blocks, 1.7 threes. That's outstanding to go with 28-6. And really no holes, 47.5% from the field and 78.1% from the foul line, 4 attempts per game, kind of middling in that regard on the free throw line, which had been a problem for him in the past. So much to like there. I guess my question is, with the arrival of Emmanuel Quickley, do you feel like there's any impact there in terms of taking the ball out of Scotty Barnes's hands?
No, I think Toronto knows he's their best player. He needs the ball at all times. And he can play forward. He can play point guard. It doesn't really matter. I mean, if they want him to play point guard and have Quickley play shooting guard and do something with Gary Trent, then, I mean, that could happen too. I just – if you're Toronto, you find a way to play – Scotty Barnes.
I'll throw one more name out there. It's RJ Barrett, another guy who likes the ball in his hands. I will just, if you didn't think that Emmanuel Quickley was going to take the ball out of Scotty Barnes' hands, not that this is about Quickley, but he just in general, if you don't think that Scotty Barnes is going to have the ball taken out of his hands, then probably doesn't make sense to ask if you think RJ Barrett will cause the ball to be taken out of Scotty Barnes' hands. So I'm going to skip that question. But what I'm kind of getting at a little bit is that this is not the deepest team if we're using those names to describe taking the ball out of Scotty Barnes' hands. You have a Kelly Olynyk, Gary Trent, Bruce Brown, Grady Dick. You know, this is sort of the core of this team. And nothing is really... Jakob Poeltl, yeah. Nothing screaming take the ball out of Scotty Barnes' hands. So I guess I wonder... This might be useful for folks trying to project whether he's worth the squeeze or not as a, say he goes in the mid second round, people are probably that's a little expensive, you know, can he do it? And I guess the question for Scotty Barnes or for you, Doc, is can Scotty Barnes cash in for the Raptors as a top, the coach, I'm not even remembering the coach's name. Darko Milicev.
We will
remember his rant.
Why do we even bother playing the games?
Yes. And then Scotty Barnes is what did he call him? A perennial all-star
in his superstar. Rant? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're high on him. Obviously they turn the page.
Face of the league. He may have called him.
Yeah. Like, I mean, what getting after it, right? And then, and that rant, by the way, was amazing. And I wanted to wake up to it every day and just motivate
Darko.
Me.
His name is Darko.
I want that energy. I should know that better, but somehow it just flew under the radar.
Oh, no, I'm terrible.
Yeah, no, sometimes it happens. And then, but the question, though, is he that good? Like, you just sort of, as an organization, correctly, I thought, built around Barnes. Prior season, it was, you know, he really struggled and it kind of felt like he was maybe not the guy. But then they said, no, you are the guy. We're going to trade everybody else. You're going to have an amazing season. And then he went and he had an amazing season. This very multidimensional player that can do so many different things, already rattled off the stat line. There's no holes there. Can he step into that promise?
Feel like he can. I mean, is RJ Barrett going to present a problem here? Like, Barrett wants the ball in his hands, and Barrett, I feel like RJ Barrett thinks of himself as a Scotty Barnes type of player, but to the average person watching the game, they're not. Scotty Barnes is up in this level, this tier, and RJ Barrett is just a volume shooter. Who needs this shot to go in or it's going to be a disaster. So, hopefully Barrett doesn't need the ball in his hands as much as Scotty Barnes does. And they let Scotty do his thing. But
you know what's
I mean, the only threat I see to Scotty Barnes is RJ Barrett, and Barnes is a much better player. So it shouldn't even be an issue.
Yeah. I'm just curious if Scotty Barnes can like really start to command a perimeter game to become like, he's gonna be a face of the league, right? Like, if, can he command a playoff game, you know, as the number one and play chess like that? And the 6 assists per game suggests that might be in his bag, you know. But
this episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry. Only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The five-dimensional chess, so to speak, isn't something we've normally associated with Scotty Barnes. I mean, we've just now got a season under our belt where people are kind of collectively saying, yes, he's really, really, really good. Prior seasons, lots of promise. The season prior to that, lots of struggles. Questions about immaturity. So for me, I just, you know, kind of wonder, when you have that skill set and you have that athletic advantage and you do get six assists per game, do you have that upside to be a true number one? So we'll just have to see how that plays out. Now, you mentioned RJ Barrett. He's super interesting. I think pairing him with Julius Randle had to be one of the worst pairings I've ever seen. They're so similar. They struggle with the same exact stuff. And then he gets moved to Toronto, and it looked okay-ish there. So can you foresee... I mean, we know RJ Barrett's got a really rough fantasy game. Can't shoot free throws, takes a lot of free throws. That alone really hurts him. You know, he's definitely turning the ball over in relation to how much he's used. No defensive numbers. So we know that the problems are there. But do you think that there's any way that he can be a lot better than he's been and maybe show up as like a top 100 guy? Or even Randle himself had these issues and had at least one good season, you know, blasting away expectations in this same kind of department. Do you see that for RJ Barrett at all? And I know you're probably not going to say you're going to take him, but like, can you see him taking a leap in this situation?
Not really. To me, RJ Barrett is who he is. I don't think he's going to change. I don't know that he wants to change. I just feel like he is who he is. And then, you know, thing about Barnes is he's been in the league for 3 years. He sat out the final 20 games of last season just watching his team, you know, struggle with mediocrity. And I'm sure he's over there on the bench just like, man, I can't wait to get back out there next year and lead this team to somewhere. It's kind of funny. You said at least they did something. You said that about the Toronto Raptors, like all those trades you rattled off. At the end of it, you're like, you know, I mean, they didn't make the playoffs. They were terrible, but at least they did something. It reminds me of a story. I'll make it short, about my brother. When we were very young, I was 7, he was 5. And we found my dad's power tools down at the lake. And my brother, Gary, took my dad's drill and drilled the drill bit into the butt of a plastic Dino the Dinosaur character from the Flintstones. And when he got the drill bit all the way inside of the dinosaur, he broke it off. So now the drill bit, like, we're going to have trouble getting it out of the drill. This drill bit is never coming out of the dinosaur. And he broke my dad's drill. And my mom, and as my dad was yelling at us, she said, "Oh, Jim, don't be so hard on them. At least they were using a power tool." So that's sort of what. Well,
you know, anytime that you get to tell a story about a dinosaur while talking about the Toronto Raptors and pull it all together like that and make it make sense, bravo, sir. That is a wonderful story. And yeah, at least they did something. Like, you're going to build around Scotty Barnes, and you do have complimentary players surrounding him.
Well, and like Jakob Poeltl is a good center, and they lost him early last year, and that's why Olynyk was so relevant when he came over there, is that Poeltl was mysteriously down and out for the year after, what, half a season? So getting Olynyk really shined, and now they have Olynyk and Jakob Poeltl where they can run them at power forward and center together if they want to. They can use them both at center. They can really do whatever they want to do. There's a lot of flexibility there, and they're both pretty good players. So
I think this losing team has low-key flexibility, and I think that bodes well for Scotty Barnes and Emmanuel Quickley, who we'll get to in a second here, and even RJ Barrett, who, that's funny, I go through the big lead-up trying to paint the picture that RJ Barrett could be good, and you're like, no. Shut up, Brew.
No, come on. You like him. I think the more things we disagree on this podcast, the more interesting it probably is.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, we're embracing debate, you know, and pretty soon I'm going to turn into Stephen A. and what, you be Skip Bayless?
So if you can convince me or anyone else that RJ Barrett's going to be good this year, then more power to you. I think that's
no. And I'm definitely don't want to miss
the job
readers or listeners. I'm not doing that for sure. I just appreciate when people are honest and they just tell you that no, that's crazy, Brew. You know, get the tinfoil hat off and let's get back to real business here. Real business, though, I think this team is super, and this actually played out during the last third of the season after the trade deadline. They just had everybody in the right spots. You know, Emmanuel Quickley was getting tons of volume, and, you know, so was RJ Barrett at that point in time. And then if Scotty Barnes is healthy, I think you got three scorers there and a lot of guys that are connectors. You know, Gary Trent's probably a scorer, or he's definitely a scorer and not a connector, but, you know, you could kind of a fourth guy who's taking shots like that. Grady Dick, another shot maker, but you're not so top heavy with guys that need a lot of shots that somebody like Scotty Barnes, Emmanuel Quickley, and then to a lesser degree, RJ Barrett, that can just step into those 1, 2, and 3 roles. And you've got good balance here. And I think that makes for a predictable fantasy squad and one that you can invest into. So maybe let's go to Emmanuel Quickley. He finished with a 94 rank in 9 cat in 68 games. The book on him is great free throw shooting, 85.3% from the field, 3.6 attempts. Terrible on defense with the stats, 0.7 steals, 0.1 blocks. That's brutal. But everything else is in a decent spot. He hits you threes. He gets you a nice solid amount of assists. And it really does seem like he has a command of the pick and roll game that, especially if... you know, almost all like a Tyrese Maxey-esque sort of ability to get to the rim, get to the cup, and then he's got the step back and he's got a great stroke. Like, he can just shoot the ball, shoot the lights out of it. How are you going to be when Quickley starts flying off the board in the middle of drafts?
It'll depend on where I'm at and what I need for my team. I'm not... Like, Quickley is not on my list. He's not somebody I need to have, although it is impressive that his numbers were way better in Toronto than they were in New York. He averaged 18.6 points versus 15 in Toronto. So he was up 3.6 points. His assists, he was up 4 assists, and he was up more than 2 rebounds in Toronto. Now, he shot it a little more poorly, but... he played really well for Toronto. He embraced having a bigger role. He was at 0.9 steals in Toronto versus 0.5 in New York. So he stole the ball a lot better. That gives me hope that maybe he can do a better job of stealing the ball next year and maybe get up to like 1.2. That would be helpful. He also doesn't really turn the ball over much for a point guard. So that he's like a vanilla wafer. Sure, I'll take that. But I'm not out looking for vanilla wafer. I mean, if I'm at a baseball field watching a game and some team mom offers me a vanilla wafer, I'm going to eat it. But I don't need it. That's sort of where I am with Emmanuel Quickly.
My official apologies to those of you who really, really like vanilla wafers. There's nothing wrong with that. But yeah. What about Grady Dick? How do you like Grady Dick?
Andy's brother. You know, Grady Dick is somebody I would throw into my lineup.
You can't prove it's not.
No.
His brother.
You can't.
But I digress.
Or his son. It could be his son.
Ooh. There is that resemblance.
I would throw Mr. Dick into DFS lineups at times when I felt that he was going to catch fire, but it just seems like he's going to have his work cut out for him as long as Quickly and Gary Trent are there. So I don't know that he's going to be trustworthy unless you're in a really deep league.
I don't think he got a block last season.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Was he blockless?
I think he was blockless, that Grady Dick. Shout out to who's the player? Who did he line up with? It was Anthony Black Dick. They lined up together for the jersey shoot. Maybe that was his moment of the year.
Very popular.
That was a great moment in NBA Twitter history.
Yeah.
but he's a good player. I mean the blockless thing is weird. You'd think he would get at least one. He's not short.
He's 6'6".
But and it's not like he's that unathletic.
He's 6'6", 200 pounds. You can't block
he
one
shot. He
moves
fairly well on the court.
I mean, you think sneak up behind somebody and block a shot at some point. But no, he didn't.
No.
How many players made it through the entire season without a block that played at least 20 minutes a game? I'd love to know.
I think he's actually a pretty good basketball player. I wouldn't be shocked if somehow, some way down the road, he's actually decent in fantasy leagues. I think he'd be a pretty good basketball player regardless. Bruce Brown landed in Toronto. Really disappointing year for him. I had him really high in the ranks just because he can kind of compile his way to decent numbers. But I feel like he had a knee injury or something and just nothing worked out, unless it was one of those cases where the guy gets paid and then everything falls apart. Really hard to say. But a good, I mean, if he's Bruce Brown from the year prior, talk about a great connector and basketball player for that squad. They're not going to run anybody over this team. And who knows what that means for their fantasy fortunes in the upcoming season. But I really like the way this sets up for the top end guys on this team. Kelly Olynyk, he finished at 82 this year. That's probably worth bringing up since he did it in only 22.5 minutes per game. He got 78 games. Classic percentages guy, 55.5% from the field, 83.3% from the foul line. 2.1 combined steals, threes, and blocks. So
big man, really not who a lot shoots to... threes. That's,
yeah, I mean,
that's why I like Olynyk.
Yeah, and it's super achievable for him to do something similar. So once again, as usual, Kelly Olynyk will probably pop up and be more valuable than anybody would think. I mean, he's not even gonna. He'll probably go in a last round pick, or you know, 12th round pick in a lot of drafts if this roster stays constructed the way that it is.
I think we should keep an eye on Bruce Brown heading into next season, because he was with Denver a couple seasons ago, and then he ended up signing with Indy, and he basically put up the same numbers in Indy that he put up in Denver, but I think based on the holes in Indy's roster, we were expecting more out of him in Indiana. Maybe we discounted how good Nembhard is and whatnot. But and then he got sent to Toronto, and the numbers kind of dipped. And maybe he missed games, maybe he was injured, but his role was also weird. But I think once Toronto figures out what a veteran leader Bruce Brown is and how many multiple positions he can play and how good he was for that Denver team 2 years ago. Or I guess a year ago. That was the season before this past one. So I just think Bruce Brown is worth keeping an eye on in like preseason training camp and see where he falls on that roster.
Because I'm glad you're saying that, because I caught whatever grief for having him as high as I did in the B150. And he's just a really good basketball player, and something just wasn't right. It doesn't add up. And in this type of a situation as well, he can be productive for this team, and it can be top 100 type numbers. So I'm glad that you spun around and decided to say that. I don't think I'm going to get into Oche Agbaji very much, but he had a nice little couple games here and there as they let players go. And then I'm also being told by our crack producer, Andre Limos, who does not like his name mentioned on air, that it's Darko Rajakovic, if I got that right, and that Grady Dick had two blocks, one on March 15 and the other on March 23. So how do you like that, Doc? Yeah, two blocks. I don't know how.
I guess that still averages out to 0.0 blocks.
I guess so.
0.003.
I always thought 0.0 meant zero, but what do I know? So that's going to wrap it up for this episode. I'm not going to let Doc talk anymore. If he wants to talk, he's going to have to step over me here. We're going to recap. We got one more recap here for you later today on last night's action, and then Monday, we're actually going to get into a spicy team preview with the Memphis Grizzlies. I think there's a lot going on there, so that's going to be great. One more time, I want to humbly ask you guys to like and subscribe the show. Keep sending us feedback at Dr. A, at Aaron Bruschi, at Sports Ethos, at Ethos Fantasy NBA, and check out everything we have to offer there, including our premium products, which are going to see a major sale here soon. And in particular, look for that all sport pass because you can get all of the sports for a crazy low price. It's going to be like half the price of what it will be going for in years here, not so far away. So check that out. This has been Fantasy NBA Today, presented by Bet Online, a sports ethos presentation. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, be well.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.